Yeah! How about that, Slee? That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. And you know what he didn't even mention? We're doing our first ever remote broadcast tomorrow. We've got the Mason in Ireland part one because John couldn't beat me in golf, so they had to go to a different thing. There's a lot of stuff going
on
today.
I did not know that we were going to get Nelly 2 days in a row.
Did we have Nelly?
We had Nelly again.
If you say so.
Did you do what we talked about yesterday about putting your windows down, throwing on some Nelly? What'd you do?
No.
Okay, there you go.
I listened to podcasts, and I listened to ESPN 710.
Can I tell you something real quick? Can I tell you a little bit about the morning so far?
Yeah, you look a little out of sorts.
Here's what's going on. Let me just kind of explain
really quick. I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Sure.
I think people probably have a pretty good understanding of this. You're a very affable guy. Mm-hmm. You're a pretty even keeled guy. You are the person that I think a lot of us would like to have as a friend, as a buddy, because you're going to have a good time. You're going to be in a good mood, and that today felt different.
No. Let me just kind of explain.
A little different.
I've been trying.
Okay?
And let me first say this. It's nobody's fault.
Well, that's not true. Go ahead.
It's nobody's fault.
I can think of one person.
I've been trying to get through to Disney Global. I'm not kidding. It's been like 3 days I've been trying to get through to Disney Global. Have you ever heard anybody say, hey, your call's coming up in the next 160 minutes? I've never heard that before. So far, I've got 160. I've got a 140.
It's getting better.
And this is what's happening. I'm calling in the morning, and then we're doing the show. Like yesterday, we're doing the show. They're blowing my phone up. They're calling me while we're doing the show.
You said to call us back. We're calling you back.
They're calling me back. And then I call after, because now I got to start the process all over again. Funches, we were doing stuff for Lakers Talk yesterday. Then they start calling me during Lakers Talk. So it's all like going back and forth, whatever the case is. Finally, this morning, I get through. It's a huge—
To a human being.
We're sitting in the kitchen. You and I are talking. Scott is there as well. We're having a conversation. I look at both of you and like I hear a ringtone. Like it's happening. I'm about to talk to Disney Global. I have the conversation that I need to have. I'm trying to get access to something that only they would have access to.
Sure.
Okay, long story short, I tell the guy, I say, listen, I've been on hold for a long time. So let me get your email address as well so then we could go back and forth in email. He says, no problem. Trav, I swear. The phone cuts out.
Of course it does.
Cuts out right there.
Right as he's about to give you his email address.
Yes. He's
gone.
My only way of connecting. He's gone, and then we're 15 minutes away from the show starting. I can't start the whole process over.
I feel for you. I'm sorry.
Does that just always happen? Like if you're on the phone with Verizon or if you're on, like anytime you need something from a customer service. But have you ever heard we're 160 minutes away?
Deep.
From answering your call?
I've gotten a half an hour, but I've never heard 100+ minutes along the way.
Go back.
I say
it's
two
not
things?
Their fault. It's not their fault. Nobody's
well,
fault. Either.
Somebody's fault that they don't have more operators and more global people, but that's another thing. I'm really sorry that you had to deal with this. And two, it's pretty damn funny.
Oh, it's pretty damn funny.
It's pretty good. It would be less funny if it happened to me.
It took so
I'm glad
long.
It happened to you.
That's so understanding. I feel so much better. I'm glad it happened to you.
Well, yeah.
It took so long that I'm now like literally my headphones, my iPod or my AirPod, AirPods. It's starting over like charging.
You should take the call during the show. You should just walk everybody through your personal.
By the way, do you ever have
global.
This where they call you back?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's game time.
Yeah.
25 minutes later.
Yeah, that's
now I'm ringtone and Disney music and all that stuff. Still
you get to
another
sing along with Pirates
minutes.
Of the Caribbean a little bit. I heard that coming through your headphones a minute ago. I heard Ariel.
Like I was at Disneyland.
I heard Pirates of the Caribbean. I heard some Frozen in there. There's Let It Go. Let It Go.
You know what I'm
there's
always interested in?
Things happening
if a
over
story
there.
Like that, if a listener out there says, oh, I've
yo
had met
ho,
plenty of
yo
those.
Ho.
That was, I think, the song.
It was. It absolutely Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirate's life for me, Al. Come on.
We were talking in the studio, and I had it on in the background with a speaker as if, went to go use the restroom, and it's still on.
I was going to take the call for you I know it. I got to figure it out myself. We're good. Put me at the back of the line. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. If you want to participate on the show today, a couple of different ways you can do it. On the phone, 877-710-3776. And, of course, you can be part of the Travis and Slee Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Deuce is wild, Slee. Deuce is wild. 22 games left, 2 games back. The Dodgers are 2 games back. And he, like we talked about at the beginning of the week, hey, look, all it's okay. We're cool. We're cool. It's one game. They're closer than they've been in months. This is good news. Now we're right back to two. Now it's not the end of the week. Dodgers are actually getting ready to play a game here in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But two with 22 to go. And can I'm going to tell you something that I did not feel at the time, but after watching what happened yesterday, two things happened yesterday. Number one, Dodgers lost. Bullpen had a hiccup, which was inevitable. That was going to happen eventually. Giants put a four spot in the
ninth
top
inning.
Of the ninth inning to beat the Rockies. They four runs. They were down a run. They score four. They win the game to get a little further away. That series against the Giants up in San Francisco.
The final three-game set.
The final time you're going to play them. In light of a little more time going by, three more games going by, feels like a real missed opportunity. At the time, I'm thinking, okay, look, you're still a game back. It's not that big of a deal. Plenty of time. But now, just and it has nothing. It almost has nothing to do with the Dodgers. Dodgers, I think, are 22-8 in their last 30. It's extraordinary. It has everything to do with the Giants. The Giants just don't screw up. They don't lose. They had one little wobble, and they immediately fixed it, and it felt like that was the Dodger opportunity to go buy it. And right now, it just feels like, you know what? If this is going to happen, it's going to have to happen through the wild card.
160 minutes. Okay, I'm done with that. you know, Trav, if I'd have told you that kind of building up to this, if I'd have kind of set the table and said that on Sunday the Dodgers would play the Giants, this is the final time these two teams are going to face each other, one of these two teams are walking out with a division lead, Walker Buehler's on the mound for the Dodgers, and it's a bullpen game for the Giants, maybe that ends up being the determining factor of who wins the wild card or who has to play through, go through the wild card, and who wins a division. But I think there's something in what you just said, and that's why on Monday, we came back on Tuesday, actually, it was after Scherzer took care of St. Louis, 13 strikeouts. That's why I was trying to emphasize that, man, what a setup. Like, you couldn't have asked for a better setup if you were the Dodgers to walk away with a one-game lead with 24 left to go or whatever the case was. You said something, I think most Dodger fans would agree with this. They're playing fantastic baseball. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
What they're doing.
You lose yesterday 5-4, but you took 2-3 so far. You got one more. Yeah, you got one more. They're not playing as if, and this is with the circumstances. We're going to talk about Kershaw in a second, that hopefully and eventually he gets a few starts before the playoffs start and he feels good and he feels healthy. Tony Gonsolin, we know, is
pitching
coming
today.
Back in 10 minutes or whatever the case is. They start at 10:15. There's going to come a point where you feel like, okay, the Dodgers got everybody. Their rotation is back, less bullpen games, all that stuff. But the one thing that has not happened is the Giants continue. Whatever you do, we're going to match it.
And maybe a little better.
We're going to one-up it.
Yeah.
And I listen, it's so clear that these are the two best teams.
In baseball.
You could say baseball. Let's just say National League. We'll keep it at the NL. It's so clear that those two teams are the best in the NL. And it might just have to play out for the Dodgers. And you have all the guns that you need. You might have to go through that wild card game.
Okay. So there you go. Mm-hmm. You might have to go through that wild card game. And here is why you can feel okay about that. I'm going to give you best case, worst case. Best case is, look, you got to go through the wild card. It's not the end of the world. A lot of teams have won the World Series coming through the wild card. Happens all the time. Really, it's not an unusual place to come through.
And you got everybody there.
You got everybody there. Ready. You're going to have your choice of Buehler or Scherzer,
which
or
is
Aureus
ridiculous,
or Kershaw,
which is so stupid.
Whoever you want, you're going to have. Presumably, you know, there's still 22 games. Anything, you know, meteor could strike, and who knows what happens? Mm-hmm. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But you're going to have your full complement of offensive players too. Look, Justin Turner took a day off yesterday. Don't quite get it. Day after you hit a couple of home runs, I might like to see that guy back in the lineup. But that's just me. Any pinch hit later, don't. It's another conference. It's another Dave thing that I don't quite understand. Mm-hmm. But that's the best case scenario. Look, if we got to beat the Padres once, fine. Here's Max Scherzer. Deal with us. Pretty good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Can I present the opposite of that? why the wild card, why I still think you hit every lever and every button and every move that you can going forward.
To try to win the division.
To try to win the division. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Sunday. If I said to you guys, the Dodgers are going to throw Walker Buehler against a team that's going to have a bullpen day, what do you think's going to happen? Let's go.
Yeah. 6-1 final. What's it going to be?
Dodgers win this. This game's over by the fifth or sixth inning. Mm-hmm. Dodgers not only lost, they lost pretty decisively. They lost to a bullpen game from the San Francisco Giants with
Walker
Buehler
on the mound.
And in a game where, by the way, Dodgers didn't play terribly. It wasn't their best effort. They scored four runs. Albert hit a late home run. Whatever. That's the part that scares the you-know-what out of you. And then going back to last night, Adam Wainwright is somewhere not where he used. Adam Wainwright used to be big, flame-throwing, lights-out right-hander. Yeah. Now he's a major league pitcher and a good one. Mm-hmm. He locked the Dodgers up for eight innings last night. Locked them up. That's Adam. That's not Walker Buehler or Max Scherzer or any of the other guys, Jacob DeGrom.
Sure.
It's not Garrett Cole that did that to you. It's a dude. Now, a dude that's got a lot of experience. So if you don't think Yu Darvish can do that, if you don't think that Blake Snell can do that, of course they can. And that's why that game's so scary.
You know, we a couple weeks ago, we did this where it was at what point, this is when the Dodgers were three back. Mm-hmm. And the conversation was, at what point do you start, you know, if there's 2 weeks left in the season and you're four or five back, do you start kind of lining up the wild card? Well, of course, we're nowhere near that.
Yeah.
But if you're a week away of the season ending and you're three games back, let's just use that as an example, you kind of know, hey, this is going to a wild card. Obviously, everything will shift and change. But I think the position that the Dodgers are in right now, and we said this to start off the show, they're not playing bad baseball. You cannot be a Dodger fan out there that's out driving around and saying to themselves, Trav, you know when you fall into a wild card and you don't feel good is when your team's not playing good baseball, when you're losing a lot of these series, you're dropping two or three every other, you know, a couple times a week, whatever the case is. The Padres are having a disappointing season. Everybody thought they would be kind of the team racing with the Dodgers. Dodgers are not having a disappointing season.
No.
With all that said, they could still end up in the wild card.
The Dodgers
But I don't think you should feel
often.
If they end up in the wild card, or this is just kind of the way it positions itself, I don't know if you should feel bad about it. I think what we said about giving the Giants just a ton of credit is probably the right way to handle it. But then I will say, you got to go in that wild card game, everybody's going
to
be.
You need to do it. Look, if they don't get to where they need to go, then
that's a different story.
Everybody failed. It feels like it's just not meant to be at this point. We'll see how that shakes up. Not only do we have a ton of Dodger baseball to get to, I want to talk about what Max Muncy said coming up in a few minutes, but it's the NFL. We got an NFL game tonight. How great is that? It feels like we haven't had an NFL game in about 6 years.
Yeah.
We got NFL football tonight, full houses.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're getting subjected to the Dallas Cowboys, which is just part of the process of being Jerry Jones and living in his universe. NFL football tonight, Al.
There's a reason why I'm not all that excited.
Well, 160 minutes?
No, I got to go to some movie premiere or something like that. I don't even know the details of
what?
It.
What?
I don't know.
Wait,
brag alert.
Let's stop. Well, let me help her out. She doesn't understand what you just said.
Trust me.
Yeah. You're thinking red carpets and spotlights and paparazzi, right, Emily?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's
no,
Alan
that's not
Sliwa.
What this is. Tell them what it is.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know the details. I just know,
do you know what you're seeing?
Around 6 o'clock, I'm leaving the Pasadena area.
Where are you headed?
West Hollywood area.
Okay.
And I'm going to go watch a movie.
Is this like a screener so they can rewrite the ending if everybody says it sucks?
Yeah, it could be.
Is it one of those situations?
It could be one of those. All I know is that, do I do this? Is it, you know, is it that big of a deal right now to where I have my phone on and I'm the game is on? Oh, I just have the volume off.
Well, you got to stream the game and put your
earbuds in. Here's the problem, the light. Yeah, but the light, what are you going to do?
That's their problem, not yours. You're watching football. You're
good. It's 100% my problem.
Why?
Because there's going to be somebody sitting right next to me saying,
sounds
hey,
like a, sounds
idiot,
like a
why didn't you figure it out and tell your girl that you're not going to the movie tonight?
Hey, you can move your seat. I'm over here. You know what happened? The Lady Slee was walking down the 3rd Street Promenade or something, and she got hit with a, hey, you want to see a movie premiere? Yeah, Let's
just
go.
Like with a flyer. Somebody with a flyer just kind of passing that on to her.
I need you to answer these 10 questions first and we'll let you go see.
I'm not kidding when I tell you I have no idea what the movie is. I have no details.
Get on the phone and figure this out. I need details to all of this. All right. So I mentioned it. Max Muncy.
Yeah. Good sound from Max Muncy, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said something that, look, he knows more about the Dodgers than I do, but I couldn't disagree more. We'll hear from him coming up next. It's Travis and Sliwa, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Just wanted you to feel at home, Slee.
Unbelievable. I don't know if I'm... Are you guys on my team or you're working against me?
I just wanted you to feel like you were still on hold since you got disconnected right before
this is not
time.
A joke. That is literally the hold music.
I know. It's Disney. We work for Disney. That's how it works.
It's a bop. Come on.
And it goes on for like 40 minutes.
It's long.
They loop it.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to hear Nelly.
How great would that be? You call Disney HR and you hear a little Nelly going in the background.
It's they the top hip hop jams.
You should be in charge of that. All right, it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let me start with a couple of tweets here. Don't forget, if you want to reach out, you can do it at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa. Is this true? This is from Miles in Whittier, and Miles writes, Alan doesn't want to admit he's going to see the Matrix 4 premiere. Is that where you're headed?
Like I said yesterday, I'm one that skips 2 and 3. I don't need to see 2 and 3. I go Matrix 1, I go Matrix 4.
You only want... I was trying to pull a master.
And then Caddyshack 2 after that.
Oh, God.
It's a good movie.
And then Speed
Caddyshack
2.
Caddyshack 2? Yeah.
And then Speed Funch, 2 after that. I will say this, Funches, because you weren't here yesterday. That was on the ranking of worst sequels. Every list you looked at, Caddyshack 2 made the list.
It's not even close.
But I like that Funches likes it. That's awesome.
In the power rankings in the Travis and Sliwa show, Funches is holding down fourth spot right now for his Caddyshack 2 takes. But he can bounce back.
I didn't like that Anchorman 2 got a lot of hits.
It was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie.
It wasn't as bad as some of those other sequels. There's much worse sequels than Anchorman 2.
Okay. Yes, I agree with there are worse sequels than Anchorman 2, but what we're talking about is a classic Anchorman.
Yeah.
Which was basically just done again. It was, you know what I mean? It wasn't like Caddyshack 2 or
Will
Caddyshack.
Ferrell. That's the problem.
Was great. Mm-hmm. And then you made a totally different movie that made no sense other than it had a golf course in it, kinda. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. They just made Anchorman. It felt like Anchorman with all the deleted scenes smashed together. It just didn't feel necessary.
To answer our friend there on Twitter, yes, I will be watching Matrix 4 instead of Cowboys and Tampa.
And then one more, and our pal John of Fullerton really has it bad for Albert Pujols, and he sends something like this pretty much every day.
Okay.
I missed the Dodger game yesterday. Can you confirm that the Cardinals gave Albert Pujols a standing ovation after each time he grounded out, celebrating that they avoided it for 10 years? Thanks. It's coming from a disgruntled Angel fan right there because he had to deal with Albert's DPs in
Why are you mad at Albert? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Albert didn't offer himself a 10-year, 240, 250.
Albert has been the best player in baseball. He's a deadlock cinch Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. to a free agent disappointment, to he's on my team now. I'm Team Albert Pujols. I'm 100% good with it. Which brings us to Max Muncy, okay? Here's Max Muncy after the game last night. Max Muncy had a good day yesterday. He's been a little cool, but he hit a home run, got a hit. Here's what he said after the game about the team's offense.
We have the talent, and we're just not putting it together, and we haven't really been able to do it all year. And, you know, I think if you ask anyone on this team, they'll tell you, you know, we've really sucked on the offensive side.
We really suck on the offensive side. That's Max Muncy talking about his team. And look, I'm sure that they're frustrated. The Dodgers probably feel like they should score 8 or 9 runs a game. I get it with all that firepower.
Feast or famine. I mean, right? We've talked about that. There are times where they put up They put up runs, or there's times it's one or two runs.
The feast or famine, sure. But I don't, again, and I understand the frustration of being a Dodger fan right now, or certainly a Dodger player, and winning, you know, 80% of your games for a month and not closing any ground. But I don't get the sense that the Dodger offense has sucked. They've had a game here or there where they have underperformed, but they're winning more often. And I get it. The pitching has been the backbone of this team most of the season. But that feels like a step. That feels like frustration to me bubbling up much more than an accurate assessment of what's going on.
I think it's more, look at our lineup. Look how stacked we are. Where is there a hole in the lineup if you don't count Bellinger and if you don't count the pitcher? There aren't obviously many holes, Trav. So I think that's – they have an expectation of we can do more, we should do more. Yesterday you spent a lot of time talking about the bullpen and how they've essentially saved the Dodgers' season – just simply because they've been put in this predicament, you're down X amount of starters. I think that it's more to do with, look what some of these others have done for us to kind of keep us in the mix. We got to support them more. I think it's more than
that. Yeah, look, the Dodgers, they scored their four runs yesterday. It does feel like once you get to five or six, you should win a game.
Yeah.
Four is kind of one of those, you know, maybe you win, maybe you don't.
Down 5-2, you score two, right?
They battle. Mm-hmm. You said it a second ago. I would love to be in a position to say, hey, Cody Bellinger's killing the Dodgers. Mitch White's killing the Dodgers. That's not what's happening. The Giants aren't losing. The Dodgers are winning their games. Let's say they win today, okay? Let's say that they win today and they win 3 out of 4 in St. Louis. St. Louis is a slightly above average team.
Sure.
You go in there on
literally
the road,
a couple games above 500,
win 3 out of 4. You feel good about that, and then you look up and you've lost ground because the damn Giants haven't lost. It's not that anybody's sucking.
Because the Giants are coming back in the ninth inning and putting up a 4 spot in the top of the ninth.
That's why that quote is so interesting to me, because it feels like the remnants of frustration. Like, man, we suck right now. No, not really.
Right. If, let's just say, hypothetically, Giants lost yesterday 4-3, maybe he's not feeling the same way. Maybe Max Muncy isn't frustrated, but the frustration has probably less to do with the Dodgers, more with the fact that the Giants won't blink.
You think he's – I don't want to say calling anybody out, because I don't think he's calling anybody out, but do you think there was any frustration directed at anybody in particular, or just generally speaking, we suck?
You're saying frustrated at Bellinger?
I didn't name any names. I'm just saying, was there frustration directed at anybody in particular?
Frustrated at Cody?
He's 161. That's better than 160.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I really don't. I think, first of all, it's too smart of a team to start pointing the finger at anybody else. Once you start getting into that mess, that's obviously not good. This is such a well-balanced, perfect type of team that has the right veterans, the right young players. There's a respect kind of across the board. No, I don't think he's going at anybody.
Here's some good news. Clayton Kershaw's coming back.
Yep.
He's going to pitch on Monday against the Arizona Diamondbacks, which is a pretty good setup. Dodgers are set up going into the weekend really well. They've got their three guys, right, that they're going to run out. They're three horses, and we get to see Urias, Scherzer, and Buehler.
Against the Padres,
against
by the way.
Against the Padres. Yep. And those pitching matchups are pretty good. Then you get Arizona.
Which could be your wild card opponent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dreadful. Kershaw back is great news because here's all the things that this means. Number one, you get another pitcher back in the rotation. Good news. Takes a little stress off the bullpen. Good news. It allows you to get a sense of where he is for this season heading into the stretch drive, potentially the postseason.
Hasn't pitched since July 7th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, who knows? He's healthy. Clayton Kershaw is going to pitch. As long as he's healthy, he's going to pitch somewhere between average to really, really good. Mm-hmm. He's not going to lay an egg for you, almost never. It's just not going to happen like that. But what it also does is it kind of gives you a little bit of an opportunity to think about what you want to do moving forward. He's up at the end of the year. Max Scherzer's up at the end of the year. They're going to have some decisions that need to be made at some point about what the future of this rotation looks like, because Buehler and Urias, lock them in and keep it moving forward, and you don't even have to think about it. Trevor Bauer will never pitch another game for the Dodgers. I bet you whatever you want to bet
you
on.
You said that, I want to say, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever, a month ago, a month and a half.
He's never pitching for the Dodgers again. So basically, you're down to two guys that you have locked in. You've got two guys that are free agents in Scherzer and Kershaw that are both going to be big-dollar guys. And then Dustin May comes back at some point, Tony Gonsolin, you got some other guys there. But they got some decisions to make, and the more data you get, the better.
First of all, if all goes well, Kershaw could probably get 3 starts in before the playoffs start, right? So there's Kershaw also kind of warming up to the postseason, warming up to playoff baseball. That's number one. Second thing, Trav, you know, it is an interesting point because Max Scherzer and Trey Turner came at the trade deadline. And really the name that I've heard is, okay, well, Trey Turner, right? Trey Turner next season. Wait, is Trey Turner going to take Corey Seager's spot? Will you get to avoid paying Corey Seager?
Yes.
But yeah. or you keep both of them and just let both of these guys excel. It's not like Corey Seager's been playing bad.
No, he's been fine.
So with all that being said, it's interesting, before we even get to the offseason, how much do those questions dictate what the next 30 to 45 days look like for the Dodgers? See what I'm saying here? That how this season plays out, how much do you think that will come into play on Scherzer specifically and Kershaw specifically?
What do you think happens first? They make a decision on Kershaw or you get on with HR Global? Which of those two things happens first?
I think the playoffs end. We get into the offseason. Kershaw mulls over 30 to 60 days. And then Disney Global calls me back.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Sliwa, we want to talk about your retirement package. Is that why we're here? No.
I got on the phone. I'm on the phone with the dude. And we're ready to exchange email. Phone cuts out.
Didn't happen for you.
You can't make that up.
It didn't happen for you. All right, Bunch of Funch is coming up at 10:40. But let's get into football.
By the way, for a Bunch of Funch, just throw this out. Top sports movies of the 21st century.
One, two, three. I got about 10 right here. I got to whittle my list
we'll
down.
We'll do that at 10:40.
I got to whittle my list down a little bit, but it's the NFL.
Yeah.
It's the NFL. We got two teams here in town, and both quarterbacks are getting a little MVP discussion. One guy kind of under the radar completely. We'll get into that. It's coming up. It is Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So not only is there golf tomorrow, which I don't know whether I should be pleased with myself that it became so lopsided with me and John, or I should be disappointed in myself because now I've been kicked out of the golf tournament.
You can't play golf anymore.
Right.
I've been kicked out.
Which of these two ways I should feel. Help me out.
I think, listen, we'll do 3 hours of sports talk radio tomorrow. Everybody else is getting hammered and golfing. I think you lost.
Clearly.
I think you definitely lost.
Yes.
I think actually John walked out of there the winner.
Yeah, John got the
but
right
you guys
side
have
of that
SoFi.
One. We do have SoFi, which is good news, but, here's the deal. We all got cocktails too.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see it.
Okay. Two things again. Number one, I love the idea that we all have our own signature cocktail. Now, for me, I've had signature food in the Las Vegas casinos and everything. So, for me, it's kind of old hat. But I don't like that I wasn't consulted on what I drink. Now, what they gave me is perfect. You, Slee, got a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, not too crazy about the Shirley Temple.
What do you mean? You have a could Shirley.
Can I tell you something that's funny?
It's Slee was Shirley Temple. It has Tito's Vodka, Grenadine, and Sierra Mist. Sounds good. A little sweet
sound,
for my palate.
It doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't get something bourbon related. Anything bourbon
Shirley
related.
Temple. Sierra Mist, Grenadine, and if you really
if
want to put a little hair
orders
in your chest,
that,
you can get some Tito's Vodka.
If anybody orders that tomorrow, you're making a mistake.
Here's mine. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the Travis Tequila and Soda. It is tequila. I'm trying to I think it's, is it Patron? I think it's Patron. Patron and lime. And a little splash of club soda.
Definitely going Shirley Temple.
Perfect.
Definitely going Shirley Temple.
Of all the keys, got a Cadillac margarita. Not bad. Little, whatever. Mason's got a mule. Those are good.
No. That's the best one on there.
Mason's? No, you have to drink it in that weird copper mug.
Yeah, that's the best one on there.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. Ireland's got Irish coffee. Mm-hmm. Sedano's got a Bloody, which in the morning,
Irish coffee, not a bad
choice. Mm-hmm. Neither is Irish coffee. And then Kaplan has a Captain Morgan and Diet Pepsi. I'm not 22 at a fraternity party. I don't need that anymore.
I don't think anybody at 22 is having a diet.
Well,
I don't
that's
think
a good point.
Anybody's having
but
that.
But the captain in Coke or Pepsi or whatever, that feels like 22. You're right before the football game. Let's go get a big bottle of the captain and get to work.
Yeah. Let's grab a Sliwa's, surely.
Yeah, you got the worst one for sure.
No question about
Emily
it.
Emily would go for that Sliwa's, surely, though. Come on down, Emily.
That's what
I'm talking about.
Let's just say that. I'll take that Sliwa's.
That's what I'm talking about. Look at that. We already got, you know what both of them didn't say? They're not having Travis's drink. That's how I know it's the right one.
Well, we're not going to have either because we'll be working, guys. This is great.
No, it's going to be great. I'm excited to see.
Let's do this. Let's not drink until 11 a.m. That, I think, is a great compromise with the company. That, listen, the first hour, we're clean. After the first hour,
all bets
are
off.
No guarantees.
It's a story for off the air. I'll tell you another time. All right, Travis and Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline.
I got one more thing.
Slee has a Shirley Temple. Yes.
I got one more thing.
What's up?
Okay, so yesterday, Funches, you weren't here to defend yourself. And we're talking about the fantasy draft.
Yeah.
You and I were in on Tuesday.
Yes.
Can you explain what happened? Because he's the only one that I know that wasn't there at the beginning, but then kept coming in and then kept logging out and then kept coming back in. It's either it's set for auto and you don't show up, or you're there the entire time and you make every pick.
So here's the story. Our draft started at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Tuesday night.
Okay, so around 6:50, 6:55-ish, I have everything set up, my app, my phone, my computer, whatever.
Yep.
Around that time, my fiance wants to start talking about the wedding.
Of course. Of course she does.
So she starts talking about
it. Not at 6. She doesn't want to talk about it at 6. No. She doesn't want to talk about it around 8:30 or 9 o'clock. She wants to talk about it at 6:55.
And she knows I have a draft at 7. Mm-hmm. So
Funch, what is your fiance's name?
Nicole.
I like, having never met Nicole, I like her a great deal.
Why is that?
Because
it's a power move.
That is making it very clear.
Yeah.
That Who this runs is the how show? Our marriage is going to go. That when I have something that I would like to discuss,
we're going to discuss it. And at 6:55, it's not like she's just chiming in and saying real quick, hey, what do you think for dinner?
No.
Hey, I'm going to pour a glass of wine. You want a glass of wine? No. It's let's talk about the wedding.
Let's talk about guest list. Let's talk about dinner. Let's talk about everything in a 5-minute span.
Yeah, that's important.
So Fudge's kept coming in and out of the draft, and all I'm looking at is I just keep seeing, in the comment area, it says who joined, who left. Funches is in and out 14 times.
I'm Team Nicole. I'm Team Nicole. I like you, Funch, and I hope you have a long and successful wedding, but I like that she's just giving you the ground rules before you've actually gotten married. Like, look, your fantasy draft comes after my stuff. I dig that.
Yeah. But by the time she was finished, it was like 6:10 or 7:10. I look up in 7:10. I already made 2 picks already.
He has a kicker and a defense. With his first 2 picks, he has the best kicker in the league.
Why not? Tony Romo. He hasn't been in the league for years.
Cadillac margarita, tequila and soda, Shirley Temple.
You know what I'm going to do?
Moscow Mule, Irish coffee, Bloody Mary, and Captain and Pepsi.
I'm embracing it because all I know is so far the Shirley Temple's flying off the shelves. Yours? Just sitting there.
Stockpiled. Do I strike you as the type of person
dust coming
that cares
off.
What other people think about my choices?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you do.
That's my deal. All right. We'll get into Bunch of Funch is coming up next. I have my movie, and like all of my other choices, it's the right one.
You could hit us, by the way, top sports movies of the 21st century. Bunch of Funch coming up next.
All right. That's coming up next. 710 ESPN. I should be playing golf tomorrow. I'm just going to say it. I should be playing tomorrow. I'm a little bummed that I'm not. I love black gold.
I love those tournaments.
Yeah.
I love getting a chance, to get out there. Golf is where you take one, you get one good shot in. For me, this is my golf game.
Okay.
Get one good shot in, have no idea how I did it, but mentally I'm like, oh no, I got it.
And then the next three shots,
I'm asking Tommy if there's any more golf balls left.
And then go into the clubhouse and enjoy a Shirley Temple with your name on it. Funch, what do you got?
My favorite part from the tournament is watching all you guys get wasted. And who can last and who doesn't last.
Yeah, different speeds.
All right, guys. Earlier this week in a head-scratching move, the NFL said that tonight's NFL kickoff concert will be featuring Ed Sheeran. Yes. You guys know who Ed Sheeran is?
Of course.
Redheaded dude.
Which album was your favorite? Just out of curiosity.
The second one.
Yeah, second one.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran.
We all know this song. This is actually a solid song.
It's a nice song.
Yeah.
He's got red hair.
All right. Well, I guess the NFL's choice is getting killed on social media.
Third album was better. Just heads up. Just my personal
opinion. I guess it's getting killed on social media because I guess nothing says American football more than British pop star Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
And I also read this morning that the NFL is even getting more flack for releasing a line of Ed Sheeran NFL merchandise.
Sure.
Wait, what?
Yes. All there's right, Ed Sheeran hats, NFL hats.
I got the
shirts.
Sweater.
There's
I got the
also,
sweater coming in.
This will kill you guys, a $250 jacket. That says Ed Sheeran in NFL. Mm-hmm. Now, did NFL drop the ball by making Ed Sheeran, American football lover, the talent tonight?
Before you answer this,
yeah,
it's a solid song. Let me just it's get fine. That part out. This
it's
is a solid
good
song.
This well, is a good song.
Okay.
Music is none of my business. Go ahead.
This is a good song. Did they drop the... Listen, can I just say this? We do live at a time where everyone wants to complain about something. I mean, we really do. And I'm not saying there's any connections and that he should be performing at halftime. By no means am I saying that. But damn, are we going to find something to complain about. So whoever they brought in, if they brought in somebody that was a country artist, there's going to be saying, why is country doing it? If they brought hip-hop, right. Somebody, why is hip-hop doing it?
No, you're not going to please everybody. That act doesn't exist. Now, where I do have questions is, and I don't know if you had a chance to see this, Al, there was on the official NFL Twitter feed,
They
were promoting tonight's game. And in the upper left-hand corner of the photograph, Dak Prescott. Yeah,
okay.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In the upper right-hand corner, it's a photograph of Tom Brady, arguably the greatest NFL player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yet in the middle of the photograph, overlapping both of those guys, was Ed Sheeran. Now,
to me,
that feels like
it's huge.
Maybe
you
makes
missed
sense.
It. Maybe you missed it just a little bit.
How big is he, by the way?
He's pretty big. He does a lot of stuff. I mean, he had his heyday back when I was early in high school, so mm-hmm. He's kind of fallen off, in my opinion.
Sure, no,
but...
by his third album, I was done.
he did a lot with Taylor Swift.
Well, let me just say this. Why are they doing this? Because you and I are going to watch the NFL game.
I don't care who
No matter what happens at halftime, we're watching the NFL game. What they are going to do is attract other people to watch Thursday night football.
Yeah,
why?
Maybe.
Because this dude's going to be performing at halftime. Let's use Super Bowl as an example.
Yeah.
Everything is about who's performing at halftime.
Yeah.
And those are not people who are watching game week
no.
one of the NFL.
No. But look, the only show I care about was when Ozzy Osbourne did it a few years ago at Gillette Stadium in New England.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick was sitting on the bench like someone had just run over his dog. That no one wanted to be there less than Bill Belichick
watching an Ozzy
Osbourne concert. It was great. It was fantastic. Not because I happen to like Ozzy, but whatever.
Yeah.
But it was Belichick's complete disgust for the act that was wonderful.
Trav.
It might sound stupid, but there's definitely a game plan of what they're doing, and I guarantee you're going to have people who tune in to Thursday Night Football, the opener tonight, because this dude is performing at halftime.
Trav, are you ready for One Republic? That's the Rams halftime show.
I like One Republic. My daughter
doesn't
even know what
they say. But this isn't 2006.
Isn't that the guy, the Niall or Neil or whatever his name is? I think he's one of them. That could be One Direction or
second
something.
Second album.
I don't know.
You are making me
like
cringe
all.
In daughter.
Like
that is, oh, my gosh.
What's next, Punch?
All right, guys. So it happened to me last night after working Lakers Talk with Slee.
Yes, sir.
I get home kind of late. I don't know. I don't go to sleep right away. I had too much coffee. I have to watch a movie to try to make me sleep. I end up watching the whole thing, staying up to 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
Last night's movie of the night was Creed 2, which, you know, I think is one of the best sports movies of all time. But, you know, Creed 1, Creed 2 franchise. Best movies in the last 20 years, and it got me to thinking, the best movies,
not of all time. Sports movies of the 21st century.
Not Hoosiers, not Field of Dreams.
Not Rudy.
But stuff made in the 21st century. So best sports movies of the 21st century, guys. Sorry with you, Travis.
So
Do you have a couple or do you have one?
I have two categories. I have, like, are we being sincere in picking really good movies or just movies that we enjoy?
Like, yeah.
Okay. Because does Talladega Nights count as a sports movie? It's about NASCAR.
I mean, it's arguably one of the greatest documentaries that we've ever seen.
So if we're doing that, I want Talladega Nights. I want Blades of Glory. Figure skating's a sport, right? We can have that be the movie. I like that. The Flying Lotus that he tries to execute at the end of the movie. But if we're doing, like, real movies,
yeah.
Moneyball is a really, really
Moneyball's
good
on
movie.
My list.
Really
yeah.
good movie.
Moneyball's a great. And The Blind Side and 42. Are great movies in the 21st century.
Got a couple more. All right.
So I haven't seen A Blind Side, but go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, never seen it.
It's one of actually my favorite movies of all time, period.
Blindside?
Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Ali with Will Smith, Jamie Foxx. It's literally always pops up for me, but that's one of my favorite sports movies of all time. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. What are you going to say, Emily? All
right. I was gonna list mine. So for me, it's Stick It. Have you guys, either of you guys seen Stick It? Any three of you guys?
I haven't had the pleasure.
Never heard of it.
It's an amazing movie about gymnastics.
Started streaming it right now.
I was obsessed with it when I was a kid. And then also, I, Tonya is amazing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you haven't seen it, go see it. It really shows what Tonya Harding, what she went through.
Well, the mother, who played by Allison Janney, is next level. She's extraordinary in that movie.
Another underrated one. Did you guys ever see The Wrestler?
Great
movie. Yes.
Fantastic. I have never gone to a deli since then and not thought of that movie.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That every time you go to, whether you go to the grocery store or a deli and you see that slicer in the back that they cut up the ham and the salami with, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's where Mickey Rourke did some work on his hand. That was awful.
That's one where I had no idea what I was walking into, and I walked out like, damn, that's a fantastic sports movie.
There's one made in the last 10 years that is interesting to me. I don't know if you guys like it or not, Draft Day with Kevin Costner.
It was a piece of NFL propaganda more than a movie.
It's growing on me.
Yeah.
I had a funny story. I was working out, and a guy that I met at this gym happened to be a guy that was in Draft Day. So this is just all connected.
Was it Kevin Costner?
It was not Kevin Costner, well, unfortunately.
That was the payoff that I was looking for. All right. By the way, I'm going to have to go and see Ali. I haven't seen it in a long time, Al. I need to go back and see that. I saw it when it came out, like in the
Fantastic.
Theater, which I haven't.
Fantastic.
When was the last time you were in a movie theater, by the way?
Tonight. Of all nights.
Yeah, Matrix 4, right?
Tonight.
One more to that list, too. The Fighter with Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah. That's super depressing, too. That's a
good movie, though.
That is a tough one along the way. All right. The NFL season opens tonight, Al.
Yep.
We've got the NFC West with the Rams. We've got the AFC West with the Chargers.
And the Raiders.
We'll
throw the Raiders in
Raiders,
there, too.
Yeah. Do people like the Raiders?
I'm pretty sure they have a little bit of a following here in Los Angeles.
We'll talk quarterbacks. We'll talk which of those guys needs to win an MVP.
Okay. I got a question for you.
All right.
And I think this will be part of the chat, too. Can Justin Herbert do anything to get people in LA to kind of start paying attention and shifting their focus on the Los Angeles Chargers? I think that'd be an interesting conversation as well.
It's a rhetorical question, right?
Basically, it is. All right, stay right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.